It must be jelly, cause jam don't shake that way.
Wow!
It must be...
Hey, Pop.
Hey, good morning, son. I'll have your breakfast ready in a jiff. That's even shorter than a jiffy. Sit down.
Well, look, never mind. I already had some breakfast. But there's something that I want to do, and I need your help.
What's that?
Well, you know that old tub that's been sitting out there in the yard for the last 2 years, just taking up space?
You mean that tub that Mrs. Bug's dog, Chi-Chi, had her puppies in?
That's the one.
Don't tell me Chi-Chi is pregnant again.
I don't know, Pop, but if she is, she's going to have to find another spot to deliver in. Now, listen, I want you to come out there and help me load the tub on the truck so we can take it down to the dump and dump it.
Listen, son, you know I can't lift no tub with my arthritis and my bad heart.
There's nothing wrong with you. What are you giving me?
I ain't giving you nothing, man. I know what you're trying to give me. A hernia.
I'll do most of the lifting, okay?
Listen, even if you do most of the lifting, see, that's what happened to a friend, you know, Haley Mayfield. That's what happened to him. He lifts something heavy, and it got broke down in his back, and now he walks all bent over like this. The only people he can look straight in the eye is midgets. He's in misery. I'm telling you, the only good thing about it is when he walked down the street like this, he'd find a lot of coins.
Are you coming?
Listen, I could go out there and that tub could follow me and crush me to death.
I said, are you coming?
The tub could follow on both of us and crush us to death. Then there wouldn't be no more Sanford and Son. It'd be nobody and nobody.
One, two, three.
What you counting to?
10. 4, 5, 6.
Well, what's going to happen when you reach 10?
The television is going in the pawn shop. 7.
Okay, all right. I help you.
Now, get rid of this tub. It's just the beginning, Pop. We're going to get rid of all of this miscellaneous, extraneous debris once and for all. How do you expect to attract customers to a place that looks like this?
Listen, Lamont, we run a junkyard. It's not a barbecue pit. A junkyard is supposed to be junky.
Grab the end of that tub while I take the tailgate out, all right?
Well, I have to get all this stuff in this bed. Oh!
Now what?
There's a body in that tub.
Hey, you're right.
Somebody dumped a body in there, Lamont. We in trouble. Who is it?
I don't know, Pop, but he's white.
Oh, I know we're in trouble. I know we're in trouble now.
Listen. Now, wait a minute. Now, don't panic. Don't panic, Pop. You're not supposed to panic.
Listen, when I find a dead white man in my yard, I do what comes natural. I panic.
Oh. I wonder who he is.
Well, if you find out, write me at my sister's place. Because it's goodbye, California. Hello, St. Louis.
Wait a minute. That body's not dead. It's breathing. As a matter of fact, it's snoring. You hear that? Hey, you better get out of there if you know what's good for you.
Yeah. Come on, get out of there. Get on out of there before I give you a wood shampoo.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be trespassing.
Well, that's what you do is trespassing. Now, come on, let's get out of here.
Yeah, hit the road, Jack.
Now, just a moment, fellas. Just a moment. Now, I know you guys are just trying to do your jobs. But if I could just talk to the owner of this property.
Well, I'm the owner of this property, and we just had our little talk. Now, the next sound you hear will be the continuous pounding of this 2x4 off your stool. Let's go.
I'm going. I know when I'm not wanted.
Good.
Oh, what kind of a world is it? When a poor homeless unfortunate can't grab 40 winks in an old tub in a junkyard. It's just not worth living in.
Well, listen, try walking while you're talking.
Now, this is the last straw. I've been put out of flop houses, and I've been kicked out of railroad yards in the dead of winter. But I have never been kicked out of a junkyard before. Well, they're going to find me in the morning in the river, and they'll be sorry.
Listen, if you want to commit suicide, just go on down there and stand up at 103rd Street in front of the pool hall. Just stand there like you, just act like you counting some money, and they'll have to bring your hat to the cemetery.
That's right. Make jokes. But you'll be sorry when they find my body in the morning.
Not if I don't find it on my property, I won't.
Wait a minute, Pop. Do you think this dude is serious about killing himself?
I don't know, Lamont. It's not my affair.
Well, how would you like to pick up tomorrow's paper and read that this guy killed himself because we kicked him out of our junkyard?
Well, I won't read the paper tomorrow.
What's it going to cost us to extend ourselves a little, Pop? Haven't you ever heard of The Good Samaritan?
You know I don't like them Japanese movies.
That's Samaritan, not Samurai. All right, if you don't want him to stay, we might as well get this tub loaded.
Oh, okay. This time is okay. I'll do it this time, just to show you that I'm a good samurai.
Samaritan.
Okay, Samaritan, samurai.
Hey, buddy.
You called me?
Yeah,
look. The name is Augustus, but you can call me Gus.
Right, okay, Gus. Now, you can stay and sleep in the tub for a couple of more hours, but after that, you got to get out of here. You got that?
Oh, thank you, young man.
Yeah.
And God bless you.
All right.
Jelly, jelly. Twins. What do you want?
Excuse me, sir. If you could just spare me a small glass of water, I would appreciate it.
Okay, come on in. Stop right there. Say, you don't mind drinking out of a mayonnaise jar, do you? And you shouldn't mind drinking out of a peanut butter jar.
Sure looks good.
What?
This.
Yeah, you can have it now.
Oh, thank you very much, sir.
You act like you ain't never ate sweet roll before.
Is that what this is? A sweet roll? I don't remember the last time I ate a sweet roll.
Look, I don't mean to look like I was putting you out, but you got to go.
Did I do something wrong?
No, it's just my son wants you out of here before he gets home for lunch. See, he's not as soft-hearted as I am.
I wonder, what are my chances of having lunch with you, Mr. Sanford?
Slim and none. See, now look, you done spent the night here. You done had your continental breakfast. Now it's checkout time.
Thank you, man.
Hey, Pop. Did you get rid of that hobo?
Yeah, he's gone bye-bye.
All right.
Yeah, why don't you come on in the house? I'll feed you a nice lunch.
Before that, let's get this tub loaded on the truck, all right?
Come on in the house and get your lunch. You need the energy.
I've got the energy. Now, for the last time, let's get this tub loaded on the truck.
Come on in the house.
Come here. I thought you said you got rid of Gus. All right, get out of there.
Yeah, come on.
Didn't I tell you to get rid of him?
Well, look, it was your idea to let him stay in the first place.
Yeah, well, that was only because he gave me that soft story about how he was going to kill himself. He's a con artist. Get out of that tub. Now, I'm going in the kitchen and fix him lunch, and when I come back, I don't want to see him.
He's as good as gold, son. Come on, you, let's get on out of here.
Well, I'm going. But just you remember, I'll never contribute to the NAACP.
Good. And I'll never contribute to the KKK.
happened, Pop? What'd you do to him?
I didn't do nothing to him. I was just helping him out the tub, and he fell down.
He shoved me. He shoved me hard. Oh, my back. My legs. I can't feel my legs.
Listen, let's get him in the house.
He crippled me. I have my rights. This is America, and I'm going to sue you.
You can't sue me. I can sue you for trespassing.
Trespassing is nothing compared to crippling.
Oh, you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, there are laws in this country to protect the common man.
Well, listen, you can lay there for a little while, and don't get too comfortable, because you got to go. Listen, Lamont, you don't think that I can...
Say, Pop, we're in a lot of trouble with that guy.
What?
If somebody gets hurt on your property, you're responsible and they can sue you.
But I ain't do nothing to him.
I know that, but he claimed... Hello? Our Legal Aid Society? So listen, I wonder if you could answer a question for me. Now, if somebody's trespassing on your property, and in the process of evicting them, they fall down and injure themselves, is the property owner liable to the trespasser? Okay, thank you. It's like I said, Pop, we're responsible. You might as well get used to Gus being around here for a while.
What? Are you crazy? Don't tell me nothing like that. You mean to tell me that Gus is going to live here with us and sleep on that couch?
Thanks to you.
Uh-oh.
Service! Service! Another beer, please.
Why don't you get up and go get it yourself?
Well, if a certain vicious old junk dealer hadn't paralyzed me from the waist down, I'd be glad to.
If a certain funky old hobo don't watch his mouth, I know a certain vicious old junk dealer who's going to paralyze him from his waist up.
But if a certain vicious old junk dealer doesn't get me my cold beer soon and show me some compassion, I'm going to sue him to death.
Do you know what that is? That's blackmail.
No, it ain't. You know what it is? It's white mail.
I don't know how you're gonna do it, Pop, but I want that freeload out of the house.
Listen, I had an idea how to get rid of it. See, I called Bubba's friend, Dr. Caldwell. You know the one treating me for whiplash?
Yeah, well, what can he tell you?
Well, he can tell us that guy's faking or not, and that's what he's doing, is faking. All we gotta do is prove it.
Sounds like our company's calling for another beer.
I wish I had somebody to bring me a nice cold beer every time I wanted one.
Just get paralyzed from the waist down.
Oh, I see you, son.
Okay, Pop.
Well, there you are. The service is pretty bad around here. Where's my beer, Freddy?
Listen, don't call me Freddy. If you don't like the service around here, you can get up and get out. And another thing. If you want to commit suicide, it's all right with me. All I ask you is not to do it on my nice furniture.
No, I've decided life is worth living. Nixon said he'd bring us together, and darned if he didn't. I hope that's the delivery from your liquor store.
You. Dr. Caldwell.
I gotta give it up. Or they gonna kill me?
Yeah, them cigarettes will do it.
No, I'm talking about driving on the freeways. Well, what's your trouble?
Here it is, Doc, stretched out over here on my couch. I want you to examine him. Hey, see if he's faking.
Wait a minute. What is this?
This is the doctor that came to examine you. Now examine him, Doc.
Well, how do I know he's a doctor?
Well, ask him.
Are you a doctor?
What day is this?
Friday. What's that got to do with it?
Because on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'm a doctor. The other days, I work in the post office.
Well, examine him, Doc.
Is there some place to wash up?
Yeah, upstairs. I'll get you a towel.
Not me. Him. He's filthy.
What do you mean? I can't move. He pushed me down and paralyzed my legs.
Paralyzed, you say?
Yeah.
Well, then, I guess we better take a look at you, hmm? You feel that?
No.
Oh, yes.
What is it, Doc?
I don't know.
If you don't know, you just examine him.
That is correct, but I'm not a neurologist. What you should do is to take this man to see a specialist to determine the extent of the damages.
But I can't be moved.
And that's true.
Well, isn't it true that an injury of this type could heal up overnight?
That is true.
And isn't it also true that an injury of this type can leave a person crippled for life?
And that is true.
So what are you telling me, Doc? Is he going to be all right or is he going to be crippled?
I don't know.
Hey, Doc, are you sure this ain't the day you're supposed to be at the post office?
Nevertheless, that is my suggestion to you. And may I add, do you have any idea how many doctors there are in this country honest enough to say they don't know?
How many?
I don't know. And that would be $10, please.
This ain't turning out the way I thought.
Goodbye, and thank you very much.
And doctor, cover up when you cough like that. You'll put your hand over your mouth or something. And stay off the freeway. You mean you drank that beer I just gave you?
They do go fast, don't they?
Hello. Oh, Lamont. Yeah, hold on just a minute. Yeah, Lamont. Yeah, he's still here. No, the doctor wasn't no help. Oh, I'll get rid of him if I have to burn the house down. Say, that gives me an idea. No, I'm not gonna burn the house down. It just gives me an idea. I'll see you, him. Bye.
I believe it was fire or something like that.
Well, you're not just going to sit there and burn up, are you?
Well, I guess I've got to. I can't move.
Bring me another beer, please, Freddy, will you?
Listen.
And make it a cold one this time.
You keep drinking beer like you're doing, something's going to happen to you. Some more cold beer coming up. Wonder why I didn't think of that before.
When the lights are low and the twinkling shadows.
My, but you two have become mighty chummy. I should have known better than to leave the two of you alone together. Why'd you have to start drinking with him? What's the matter with you?
Wait a minute, Lamont, calm down.
Don't tell me to calm down. You were supposed to get rid of him, and I come through the door and find you sitting in here singing and boozing with him.
But listen, don't fuss in front of company. Come in the kitchen.
Company? Since when did he become company?
Come on in the kitchen. Shut the door.
I don't understand.
I'm just buttering him up. Because I'm setting the traps. He didn't got out of all other traps, but this one, he's got to slide right into it.
What are you talking about?
Let nature take its course. Now, he's been drinking beer. He's been drinking beer there all day and didn't get up once. Now, if he keeps drinking beer like that, he's going to have to get up sooner or later.
Simplicity of it all. Yeah. Hey, Pop, that's perfect. Why didn't I think of that?
Because you ain't simple-minded like me. Come on. Well, Gus, everything's cleared up. Just a little misunderstanding.
Yeah, I'm sorry I blew off the handle like that, Gus, buddy. It won't happen again, pal.
Yeah. Listen, Gus, we got to go down here to the shopping center.
Yeah.
And we're going to pick up a few things. Be going about an hour.
Right.
Oh, great.
Great. Well, drink all you want here.
Just take it easy.
Yeah, I'm bringing back plenty of beer.
Okay,
just keep
buddy.
On drinking.
Okay.
All right. See you later.
You got him now, Pop. I could see it in his eyes when you offered him that beer.
Yeah. Like the French would say, oui, oui, monsieur. I tell you what, you take the truck and drive it up there and hide it around the corner. Then you come on back into the house and I'll meet you in the kitchen.
Roger.
Roger.
Did he move?
Shh. He's upstairs in the toilet now. I think we got him this time. I know we got him this time. That's what I call the flush of victory. Hey, listen. You call the police, and I'll go catch him when he comes down the steps.
Roger.
You bum, you. You thought you fooled around with a couple of chumps, didn't you? Come on down there. I'm gonna cave your skull in.
Now get out of my way, old man. Get out of my way.
Hey, Lamont, you got the police?
Get out. Ah! Oh. Oh.
Pop, what happened?
He attacked me, son. He attacked me. Something snapped in my back.
Oh, no.
Oh, my leg. The feeling's going through my leg. Oh, I can't feel nothing down here. Call Dr. Caldwell.
Okay.
And, son,
yeah?
While you're at it, bring me a nice cold beer.
Billy Rowe killed my pappy, ran my man and stole my...
Hey, Pop.
Morning, son. I left your breakfast ready in a mole. That's what we used to say around St. Louis, in a mole. You know, like M-O for Missouri.
Listen, Pop, before we do anything else this morning, let's get that tub loaded on the truck, okay?
Are you back on that again?
Yes, I'm back on that. Now, that freeloader's gone, and you don't have any more excuses. Now, let's go.
I got excuses. Look, I woke up this morning, my side was hurting, and then my ankle swelled up yesterday, and then, you know, my arthritis in my heart. I got a whole lot of stuff wrong with me. I coughed all day Wednesday.
One, two...
All right.
Now, you start sliding the tub over, and I'll make room on the truck, okay?
Gee whiz. Why do you keep putting this stuff all over? Lamont.
What?
Come here. We can't load the tub.
Why? Oh, no.
Chi-Chi. Chi-Chi had her second litter of puppies this year. I think somebody ought to tell her about the pill.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.